Hello, how nice to see you again. I sure hope you're having a great day. This is Shane. Today, I'm going to read you a short story, but it's rather with important information. The story is titled, Protect Yourself. Protect Yourself. 高音在第二段, Protect Yourself.Here we go, here are the story. Nowadays, there are many bad guys. So primary students should learn to protect yourselves. Remember your home telephone number or your parents' phone numbers and your home address. You'd better not go out alone to new places.Never tell strangers your personal information, such as your home address, your school, your parents' telephone numbers. If you have any problems, ask the policeman for help. It's very true, and it's rather sad that even young children have to becareful, we have to take extra care all the time. Let's have a look at some words. Nowadays, nowadays, 现在，近年来，就是最近的意思。Nowadays, 高音在第一段。Nowadays, 其实它这个字呢，它发音有三段。Nowadays, 高音在第一段。我们看看 primary 这个字哈 primary 这个字呢像 primary school 我们知道是小学 primary 它有幼小的意思还有另外一个意思是主要的 primary industry 主要的工业或者是最重要的工业 primary 所以通常这个字呢看它出现在这个句子里的什么地方我们会决定这个字 primary 是指幼小的还是指主要的 primary 也是有那个初步的初的意思 primary school 我们知道是小学孩子从幼稚园上的第一个学校是 primary school OK address 这个字呢高音在第二段 address 我们都知道 address 是指地址 address 也有另外一个意思 let me address you let me address this problem 让我陈述这个问题或者是当你在发表演讲的时候 it's so nice to address you所以这个 address 它其实它有很多不同的意思当你在跟人陈述一个问题的时候也是 address 当你在跟人说一件事情的时候或者是跟大众在说事情的时候那个也是 address 所以这个字我们是经常会用到的它除了地址之外它还有这么多的意义 strangers 这个字呢它是从 strange过来的 strange strange it's very strange 好奇怪哦 my key is gone 我钥匙不见了 strange 后面加一个 er 会就是变成奇怪的人什么样人是奇怪的人你不认识的也就是陌生人对吗Strangers 它的高音在第一段了 Strangers OK I think children should always remember their parents' number their home telephone number and their address They can remember their grandparents' number That will be very helpful too OK I hope you enjoy this short storyAnd I do hope you practice reading it and read out aloud. And just to remember, practice makes perfect. I hope to see you tomorrow. Ciao.更多精彩内容，请大家关注我们的微信公众号，在微信上搜索英语故事课堂就可以啦，每天都会有更新的故事哦。